Hello, everyone. It is so good to be on. It's so good to be preparing for my week as a helpmeet that is suitable. So I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. And I know the helpmeets are ready to meet with me. Tonight we're doing our sips and tips, and this is an important tip today, an important tip today. So I'm so thankful that I'm able to kind of catch up with everyone, even if I'm out of town. You need tools, you need weapons, you need teaching. Because I get too many questions. How do I do this and how do I do that? You got to learn. Lord have mercy. I understand, but it's not something I can type out and teach you everything. That's not possible. So you need to be in the mentoring program. You need to do sessions. You need to read your book. There's nothing I can type in a message that's going to teach you how to be suitable and how to be a warrior. Yeah, that would sort of be like sending a soldier to war without any training and without any weapons. Not going to do it. So decree and declare, I'm a helpmeet that is suitable and I'm sipping. Tell me what you're sipping. So of course I am trying new things because I'm watching my sugar. I love my sparkling juice and I'm getting back to my sparkling juice because this whole water thing, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's just not going to do for Sunday. All right, so the tip for today really is I'm getting a lot of questions about how do I pray. Now, y'all, here's the tip. Y'all know I'm on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, modeling how to pray. I'm a sip. Modeling. You know I have Locked and Loaded, 2 volumes of books of Help Meets Prayer for the King. You know that. So now, if you're going to message me, you can't message me and ask me how do I pray when I'm already modeling live and I got prayer books. Now, a year ago, you could have said that and I'm like, can you write a book on it and can you help us out? And come on, 2 books. You got them. Read them out loud. Oh, that's part of the problem. You're not reading them out loud. Read the prayer books out loud. Oh, y'all didn't know about the devotion book. Well, praise the Lord, you need some help. The devotion book is coming because guess who did the devotion book? My helpmeet army. My specialized trained helpmeet army did a devotion. Weapons will not prosper. They did a devotion. They did a devotion book. Ooh, they did a devotion book and it is, yes. And the enemy did not want this book to come out. So you want the tip? Get the resources. Uh-oh. Y'all already know if I'm drinking water, I'm going to get a little feisty. This is cucumber lime. That's all it is. So the people on in the back that's got something to say, this is cucumber lime water. But the devotion, it is experiences that individual members of my Help Me Army have experienced and how they did what they needed to do to make sure the weapon did not prosper. Weapons may form, but they will not prosper because guess what? They're warriors. You want to know how to pray? You become a warrior. Oh, you all better be sipping. How do I help my husband? You better get your resource. How do I pray for him? Get some training and get some resources. Can you teach me how to pray? Yes, you have to be in the army or at the very least, following the ministry. Following the ministry. You understand? All right. I need all of you to realize what a big tip this is because I'm getting messages after message and they're like, well, how do I heal? You got to get the resources. So either watch more, read more, sign up for mentoring, sign up for one-on-one sessions. Let's do it. Okay. Yes, we protect them. We honor them. If you're going to be suitable. Now, you can be unsuitable, but that's somebody else's ministry. That's someone else's broadcast. Hey, we will be honorable. You want to understand how to be suitable? You want to understand how to pray? You got to start with a heart that wants to honor your King. That's the key today. I'm throwing out liquid gold right about now. How do we pray for our husbands? We pray and we make sure we want to honor them first. We pray without ceasing. We pray even though they may despitefully use us, because that's what the word says. We pray and keep on praying. We learn to honor and respect. We make sure we have resources. Yes, a heart of honor, a heart of respect, and a heart that forgives. Uh-oh, that's a lot of... How many tips am I giving? How do I pray for my husband? How do I pray for my King? First, I got to treat him like a king. If I'm treating him like a king, I can't be telling the whole world stuff that he did, said, or is doing. Uh-oh. Let's slow down for a minute. Ooh. Let's slow down for a minute. I can't honor him if I'm telling the world what he's doing. Oh, if you have an ex-husband and you believe and you're, and God has told you to pray for him, you still have to honor him. God is not going to ask you to pray for somebody and expect you to dishonor him and expect you not to respect him and expect you to not show and treat him like a king. That's confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. So if we're going to pray for our husbands, let's start with our heart posture to make sure we're honoring them. Because if they're ex, maybe you didn't know how to honor them the first time, because I know I didn't. I know I didn't. I didn't know how to honor my husband. I thought I did. Somebody better sip. Many of you, if you want to know how to pray for your husband, ask God, are you doing a good job honoring? Put that down and raise my hands, because if you assume you're honoring and you didn't ask him or you didn't ask God or both, you might get a different answer than you think, because I know I did. I asked my husband, did he feel honored? He said no. Did he feel respected? Back when we were having trouble, do you feel respected or honored? He said no. Almost. Let me get a sip. I thought for sure. Even though we were having trouble, I thought for sure he was going to feel like he was being respected. He said no. Then I asked God, God, do you feel like he's... Oh, absolutely not. So you got to start with honor and respect. If you don't know how to do that, start there. And then if you're in a war, you already know where I'm going with that. You already know. You better learn spiritual warfare. How do you pray for your husband? You assess the situation. Am I in a war? Then I got to learn warfare. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm going to make sure I do double sip on that one. If you're in a war and you don't know warfare, you're losing. Okay. You can't win a war with no weapons and no training. That's not a thing. The weapons are necessary. But now we got to have the right weapons. Uh-oh. That's another thing. You got to have the right weapons, because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. So when you're carnal, you already know. You're struggling in your war. Carnality is not knowing, not understanding, not reading, not studying to show yourself approved, not getting what you need to win. Because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. Not speaking negatively, not speaking inappropriately. And sometimes, we just didn't even know, but we didn't ask. Yeah, I didn't know, but I also didn't ask. Okay, so here's a tip. Ask God. Y'all, I'm doing good with this water. Let me fill up my cup. Woo! Let me fill up my beautiful snow glass. My goodness. All right, so I got members of the Help Me Army, and this Sips and Tips is going to be interactive. They've got weapons, because honor is a whole weapon by itself. understand that if you're going to pray for a husband, you got to first know how to be a helpmeet. What you're praying for, if you can't figure out what you're supposed to do, you're praying for him before you get it right yourself. That's part of the problem too. How do you pray for a husband? You study your own role. Sweep around your own front door. Get that big old plank out of your own eye. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's where we're going, where we have to go. You have to understand your own, God's expectation of your role before you go starting to pray for someone else's role. Get it together. Get it together. And when I looked it up, I was messing up my own role. I didn't know how to honor. I didn't know how to respect and submit. I struggled. And God said, get it together. You over here praying for him and you don't know what you're doing. So that's the tip. Get it together. Get yourself together in your own role. And then you'll be in better position to pray for his role. My goodness, we don't want to talk about that. Because otherwise it's manipulation. We don't want to get into witchcraft. I'm going to try to manipulate you to do something I won't even do. Uh-oh. Wow. I'm just saying, did you put this on your page? Because some of the people you know need help. Mm-hmm. Some of the people you know need this on your page so they know how to pray for their husband. So on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to pray together. But we got to get ourselves together. And you know, while we pray, if you've been on Tuesday morning prayer, you know, God will get us right while we're praying. Has anybody noticed that? That God gets us right? Like somehow or another, he gives us a lesson right in the middle of prayer. Yeah, you pray for this, but what about that? You want him to do this, but what you need to do that. That's because we present our bodies as living sacrifices. That's how you pray for your husband. That's how you pray for your husband. And those who aren't married, you need to learn how to pray for your husband before you get a husband. Because some of y'all, when you get married, I got people that are just married and then they need counseling already. They need help. They're separating in the first year. You should have spent a little bit more time learning how to pray. Spend a little bit more time getting some healing. Spend a little bit more time getting yourself together before marriage. But we can still help. It's never too late because God, there's nothing impossible with our God. Nothing is impossible with our God. Nothing. Nothing. Woo. Because yes. He chastises those that he loves. And I know he loves me because he is always straightening me all the way out. I realize that God loves me a whole lot because he is always correcting me. He gets me all the way in order. Get it together. Get it together. You over here complaining about him. You want to know how to pray for your husband? That's the tip today. Get yourself together. Because if you're praying to God, he will ask you, did you respond appropriately? Do you consider that forgiveness? Is your heart right? Did you forgive? Do you know a soft answer turns away wrath? Take care of that. So your prayers can avail much. You got to be righteous for your prayers to avail. Now, this is all stuff you know. This is just a reminder tip. This is a Tips and Sips reminder edition. I just made that up. Cucumber water has got me doing something new. This is the reminder edition. How do you pray? This was the reminder edition. Because this is all stuff most of us know, but we act like we don't know. We go to God like, I don't know. That same scripture God told you to read. That same mentor God told you to get. That same counseling God told you. That same healing God told you. That same prayer book God told you to buy and read. Yeah, that same fast God told you to go on. That part. Get righteous so your prayers avail. That's how you pray for a husband. That's how you pray for a husband. For a husband and for a husband. Because if you're not married, that's how you pray for a husband. If you are married, that's how you pray for your husband. Amen, amen, amen. This is good to me. Do a reminder. This is remediation. This is help meet remediation. All right, help meet remediation is now complete. I had smart water today, cucumber lime edition. This is the remediation. When you're a helpmate that's suitable, and when you understand how to be a warrior, you get yourself together first. You get yourself together first. Amen? That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. All right? So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, geraldandyvette.com. Now, there's an assignment against these kings. I've been telling and sharing this with the mentees. For years, God has been sharing with me, the enemy is after the head because he feels like if he gets the head, he can get everybody else underneath. And if he gets the head, the women aren't covered. I know we're doing great. I know we've got a ministry. I know we're writing all these books. I know we're moving up in the world. I know where our careers are going, but we're uncovered when the kings are out of position. We're uncovered. Things are out of order. So we're trying to get in order. We need to pray for the king. Our children, yes, they need us, but they need a father. Our world needs men to be covered. And we're just looking at them like, well, you won't get yourself together. I'm moving on. The devil is a liar. They need us to pray. So I know tips and sips gets funny sometimes, but this is serious business. We need to be praying instead of looking over at them like, oh, get it together yourself. Why do you think God gave them help? Oh. help All right, so Tuesday mornings we're praying in unity and oneness, but you got to pray on your own, and you got to pray with the right mind and the right heart, righteously. So line yourself up with the word. When you line yourself up with the word and you pray with the right heart, we can pray. You know, if we're so powerful in the spirit, if we're so awesome in God, then we should be able to pray them out of anything. Oh, maybe I'll sip to that. Mm-mm-mm. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, and we're on Clubhouse. Find a place to pray in unity and oneness with other helpmeets. But when you're on your own, let's get it together. Let's make sure we're righteous in order for our prayers to avail, because our kings need us. These men need prayer. So we're going to be on prayer. Get it together. Line yourself up. And let's pray. And when you're praying by yourself, check your heart posture, because we need more individuals ready. We need more individuals fighting this good fight of faith. We need more individuals realizing my prayer is to get him delivered. My prayer is to get him saved, not just to get my marriage the way I want it, or to get a husband. That's nice, but that's not God's focus. That's not God's priority. God's priority is to make sure they don't go to hell. Want to line up? Want to know how to pray? Get your focus right. Get your priorities straight. Priority. Salvation and deliverance. Then we'll work on a marriage. Then we'll work on a marriage. Then we'll work on fatherhood. Let's get them saved and delivered. Delivered. Let's get them to a point where they can operate in their gifts. They can operate in their call. They can do the will of God. But let's not just leave them behind. Like they're not important. Like God's order in the household is not important. Oh, it's important. And we need to be covered. We need to be covered. So we got to do what we got to do. We don't just let the devil come in, do whatever he wants, and we act like we don't have any power. If you don't have power, get some. You don't have teaching, get some. You don't have resources, get some. You don't know how to do it, get some help. But these men, these kings, need us. And we need them. Don't let the devil fool you into thinking you don't need him. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because we need to be covered. Our children need their fathers. Our lives need our men. And we need to please God. That's a whole nother thing. So go to my website, GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com. Get your books. Get your resources. Get your prayer books. Get your help for the Help Meet book and workbook. Get in the mentoring program if it's right for you. Find a mentor or a coach. Somebody that's going to help you. If you're in a war, get some weapons and some training. If it's not with me, get it with somebody. Please. Quickly. Because these men need us to understand how to pull them from the pit of hell. How to pull them from the pit of hell. That's what we're doing. You want to join me? Let's get it. You want to join me? Let's get it. We got some training to do. We've got some work to do. We got to snatch some people right out of the hands of the enemy, because that's what we do when we're warriors. Amen. All righty. So, GeraldandYvette.com. Go to the website. Get your information. GeraldandYvette.com. Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't be lazy. Open your mouth and pray. How do you pray for your husband? Open your mouth and pray. Have a good evening.